Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheban is with us. Rich, I'd like to put an exclamation point on what you have been saying for years, not just today, but for years and years with me. Paul Joseph Goebbels was a German Nazi politician and Reich Minister of Propaganda. Minister of Propaganda of Nazi Germany from 1933 through 1945. That's 12 years. He was one of Adolf Hitler's closest and most devoted associates. Hold that thought. Cumulusmedia.com. Their website says, Cumulus Media, where every voice matters. Where every voice matters. Hold that thought. TheTelegraph.com. Headline. Talk radio owner orders conservative hosts to temper election fraud rhetoric. Quote. After months of stoking anger about election fraud, one of America's largest talk radio companies has decided on an abrupt change of direction. Cumulus Media, which employs some of the most popular right-leaning talk radio hosts in the United States, has told its on-air personalities to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from President Donald Trump or else face termination. Or else face termination. There's a memo that's quoted in this article from thetelegraph.com. If you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately. End quote. Now, if you think that the voices of the people are not being suppressed, are not being controlled, by a company that owns 416 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, that would be Cumulus Media. Do you think that they are controlling the message? Do you think that there's any link to Paul Joseph Goebbels? Has he been reincarnated? Does he run Cumulus Media? Do you think there's a such thing as free speech in the United States of America? I'm here to tell you that I don't think so. Now, it is within the rights of Cumulus to tell its employees what they can talk about on their radio stations. They can fire them for it. So if you'd like to serve at the pleasure and get your paycheck from Cumulus, you'll have to do what they say. What I'm telling you is now you can, for sure, you now know that the message is being censored at the highest levels. Rich, even back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know what? It's against the law to censor free speech because it's in the Constitution. It's our First Amendment. Secondly, I'm not speaking for anybody, but I'm speaking to myself, for myself. I am loyal to President Trump and to our country and the Constitution. And I have given thousands of proof of voter and election fraud. And a lot of the propaganda that you mentioned, Vince, is often associated with they want certain group behaviors. Well, this article I just mentioned regarding this investigative journalist, DeRoy Murdoch, I'm sure he's not related to the Murdochs. I guess he could be. I think he's related to the Murdochs who own Fox News. Anyway, this man is a black man. This man is an American. This man is a patriot. He's an American before his group, hyphen, and pronoun. And he basically says that there's a lot of worrisome detail in his investigations. And, for example, almost 20,000 ballots in Arizona cast by those under the age of 18. In Georgia, over 20,000 out-of-state voters voted in the state. In Michigan, almost 28,000 ballots were requested by voters who didn't even make the request. This is Twilight Zone stuff, people. In Nevada, 42,000-plus suspected in state double voters. Absentee ballots officially recorded as returned on or before the day they were mailed out, totaling 58,000-plus in Pennsylvania. That can't happen, folks. You can't get stuff before the date it was mailed out. There's only one answer. It's called fraud, unless you have a time machine. Show me the time machine. And in Wisconsin, over 96,000 able-bodied voters skirted the Badger State's voter ID by claiming to be indefinitely confined. It was fraud after scam after fraud after scam. This man is a hero. This man is a patriot. This man is an American. So for those of you who know of investigative journalist DeRoy Murdoch, please thank him for our service of truth and not propaganda and not selling out to the criminal cabal. Okay. So I had to say that because of the propaganda that you talked about and it's how it's always associated with group. Next article. ABC and CNN both broadcasted the real theft of 32,400 votes from Senator Perdue going to Georgia runoff election broadcast. Well, they really think that Georgians are idiots. It's incredible. Next, FBI claims jurisdiction and yesterday took control of shredded ballots being analyzed in Georgia and then sends them back to the shredder. Our own FBI, who are being paid by you people, are throwing you under the bus. This is a sad, sad time in America. Next, recognition specialist Jovan Pulitzer says over 300,000 Pennsylvania mail-in ballots never got processed by the United States Postal Service. And there's a video. Oh, but that video must be a conspiracy. What a joke. Over a million combat soldiers died for this country. And this is what our government workers are doing, being paid by the taxpayers, and you're doing this to us? You're disgusting. Next, special reports failed false flag. High-level military intel source says D.C. Capitol riot was meant to be much larger. That means that they had this plan. This was all the propaganda. Everything was designed. And it wasn't enough people for the show. Next, Democrats to censure Mo Brooks and Louie Gohmert in the coming days for challenging election fraud. What a joke. You can't even discuss anything. I mean, this is total... like Goebbels, we've gone full Nazi, America, full Nazi. Next, dissent is not allowed. Twitter will no longer allow any questions of the fraudulent election. Next, America's richest 1% owned 5% in 1990. Today, they own 36%. How many times did I say it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity? How many examples by the thousands that I gave, that we gave, to show that the wealth redistribution is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. How many? No, it's about equality, fairness, talent. No, it's not. You've been played, people. You've been duped. You've been conned. And did you hear about Trump and Pence held an Oval Office meeting, first meeting since Pence betrayed Trump and his supporters of the country? Interesting. Well, what I'm going to do now, folks, is I'm going to mention some COVID news, and then I want to have Vince participate because I've been used to being solo for a while, and I feel obligated to let Vince get some airtime here. So let me mention some COVID news over the next couple of segments, and then, Vince, I want your comments on some of these things, your personal comments. Okay, regarding the agenda, the COVID, California's $1 billion mass contract unveils revolving doors with China. That's right, people. No, it's about equality, fairness. No, it's not. It's about your safety. No, it's not. Next, Portuguese nurse dies suddenly after receiving COVID vaccine. Next, rate of adverse reactions to COVID vaccines already 50% higher than the flu shot. Next, Norwegian nursing home patients dead after receiving first dose of Pfizer vaccine. Next, Cuomo goes for broke, threatens $100,000 fines on New York hospitals that don't use their COVID vaccines in 7 days. This is Nazi USSR and Mao all wrapped in one. Next, Miami doctor dies after receiving first dose of Pfizer vaccine. Next, Children's Hospital grapple with wave of mental illness. Remember when I interviewed Dr. Sheely, I specifically asked him, why are we seeing all these neurological disorders and autism? And I laid out a slew of prognosis. His answer was vaccines, 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 vaccines. It's on tape. You can listen to it. Next, virus expert claims coronavirus pandemic is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the world. Next, CDC studies severe allergic reactions to coronavirus vaccines happening at a higher rate than flu vaccines. Next, COVID-1984. UK mulls ban on leaving the house more than once per week. Again, this is time for my disclaimer. These are published articles in the public domain. Rich does not make this stuff up, I promise. Next, DTP vaccine from Bill Gates killed 10 times more African girls than the disease itself. 10 times. Next, 24 dead and 137 infected at nursing home after given the COVID vaccine. See, folks, when you live in a Twilight Zone episode, we're not going there. We're here. Let me just give you a few examples. Magazine paints Hunter Biden as struggling artist instead of DOJ investigated target and meth addict. Not making this up. Another Twilight Zone. California ruling allows rapist pedophiles to be released early from prison. Next. Sanctuary California freed illegal aliens and MS-13 gang members who murdered a woman in front of her daughter. Next, California forces insurance companies to pay for sex organ mutilation in gender-confused teens.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us live in Montana. Rich?
Here's an article right here. Secretary of State says regarding censorship, it's time to put wokeism asleep. Well, Mike Pompeo, we're tired of the talk. We've seen the Constitution get destroyed, which is against the law, in front of our eyes. We've seen the cowardice of the Supreme Court caring more about their own self-importance and self-preservation than the American people. We've seen up to six countries involved in election fraud. That's not only foreign interference against the executive order, but against our Constitution. We're tired of talk, Mike. Is there anybody there who's not a government worker on welfare who actually does their freaking job? I'm going to mention a few more excerpts or articles regarding the surreal consequences of where we're at now. See, this is what happens when we go decades and decades and decades of inaction towards political correctness. Truth doesn't even matter. Next, NPR caught publishing Capitol siege, and that's in quotes, story hours before it took place. They published it hours before it took place. This was staged, people. Come on. How much evidence and facts do you need? Next, the left builds a 7-foot wall around the White House and deploys tens of thousands of National Guard troops to protect themselves from their own treason and election theft, but they never believed in walls and fences. What's going on? How How could that be? Next, IRS sends payments to over 13 million bank accounts that are no longer open or valid. Is that like a little money laundering going on there, paying people off? What do you think that's about, folks? Next, you're going to love this one, Vince. Linking Project founder accused of offering jobs to young men in exchange for sex. Scott Stedman shared messages he received from the Lincoln Project co-founder John Weaver. Stedman says Weaver referred to him as my boy and told him how hot he was in private messages. Again, I'm not making this up. Ryan Gerdusky appeared to have set some of this in motion with several tweets earlier in the day, claiming he knew of a founding member of the Lincoln Project who offered jobs to young men in exchange for sex. So I kind of backtracked this a little bit because there's people questioning regarding the comments in different areas on different. So I kind of backtracked it a little bit, and people are thinking the Lincoln Project is a front group for homosexual sex. And it got my attention initially because men were asking if Kellyanne Conway was available for dating if George was batting on the other team. So that's kind of some of the things I was finding in the comment section to backtrack to get this article. Hilarious. I mean, this is Saturday Night Live stuff, people, if it wasn't so sad and pathetic. Next, newly declassified 2016 emails of fired FBI Director James Comey revealed the Washington Post investigative reporter Shane Harris, formerly with the Wall Street Journal, was feeding Comey dirt on President-elect Trump through mutual friend Ben Witz of Lawfare Brookings Institute. We are so corrupt, so unconstitutional, and our powers that be who get paid by the taxpayers are sitting in their chair, not doing their job. It's like collecting a welfare payment. And going back to what I was talking about, how the powers that be think that Georgians, not just Georgians, but especially Georgians, all the swing states, including California, are idiots. Here's some information. In hundreds of cases in Georgia, the ACLU trained poll workers issued voter access cards to people who had already voted absentee, ignoring status messages that appeared on their electronic poll pads showing they had applied for an absentee ballot. In addition to that, in a press conference, Georgia elections official Gabriel Sterling insisted allegations of fraud are unfounded and that Biden won the election fair and square, even though there was 125-plus investigations related to the election fraud still open. Still open, people. We are living the dream.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
President Trump is scheduled to inspect some of the newly installed U.S.-Mexico border wall Tuesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The border between the United States and Mexico is 1,954 miles long and is the most frequently crossed border in the world, approximately 350 million documented crossings per year. The Alabama Crimson Tide won their 18th national championship Monday by defeating Ohio State 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us live in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Thanks, Vince. I'm going to end this in about 5 minutes. I want to get your opinion on all this. I mean, we've gone full Nazi. We've gone full. It's just a shame to see our country fall like this, where truth doesn't matter, the rule of law doesn't matter, the Constitution don't matter, judges and courts don't matter. It really is it really is a sad time for America, where we don't even have our own military enforcing their oath to basically keep our Constitution going. You know, I'm almost speechless. Okay, let me give some more evidence, some more math impossibilities, some more facts. All right. In Fulton County, two veteran poll supervisors were literally fired because they told the truth about voting irregularities, because they gave their word that they wanted to prevent fraud, deceit, or abuse. So when they came forward with that, they got fired. And keep in mind, remember, November of 2019, Brad Raffensperger of Georgia, when he was running for Secretary of State, he received a $2,500 contribution from the wife of the managing director of Dominion subcontractor that provided the state's voter check and computers. And poll watchers say group called Black Voters Matter was actually coaching elderly, filling out their absentee ballots, handing them out gifts, especially to indigent blacks in Fulton County, and rural county, and clearing arrest warrants and restoring suspended licenses for votes. This is all proven. This is hard to believe. It's America, isn't it, people? Next, four Democrats charged with vote harvesting scheme in Texas, in which they fraudulently solicited mail-in ballots from able-bodied voters by claiming they were disabled. See, this isn't in these, you know, 6-7 swing states, folks. This has happened. This was stolen in California, stolen in New Mexico, stolen in Minnesota, stolen in Virginia, most likely the way it looks. And keep in mind the report from the investigative journalist Murdoch I mentioned earlier in the show. Next, in 1983, Susan Rosenberg planted a bomb outside the U.S. Senate to create assassinations for the Republican senators. Well, guess what? Jerry Nadler got President Clinton to pardon Susan Rosenberg. Guess where she's working now, folks? She's a board member of Black Lives Matter Network. Yep, I'm not making that up. Nancy Pelosi says it was an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in our country led by the president who have chosen their whiteness over democracy. So according to the speaker, whites are now unpatriotic because they're white. And how many times, Vince, have you heard me say people should be judged by patriotism, intelligence, courage? That should be the new PIC acronym. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, willingness to help others. How many times have you heard me say that criteria? And we should not be judged by our group, our hyphen, our pronoun. I'm blue in the face. I'm out of breath saying it. Two members of the U.S. Capitol Police have been suspended after welcoming, not my word, pro-Trump rioters into the Capitol building during the insurrection. A third individual was also arrested, but it was unclear if it was police or National Guard. So, people, if you can't tell that this was staged, then you got an IQ of about 20. You're in a coma. I'm sorry. It's so obvious how they use propaganda and poison us against ourselves. We have to remember, it's not white, it's not black, it's not whatever you are. Every narrative starts from the top down, and they pay people off or blackmail them to manufacture the perception of that narrative as it goes down the hill. And we have proved that time and time again. Vince, I would like, and again, I apologize for taking so much airtime. I've shortcutted my shortcuts. There's things I'm not going to say because I don't have time, but I really feel that since you're on the air with me and you haven't been in a while, because you've allowed me to bring forth a lot of this evidence, and I appreciate it. What's your opinion of everything that I've said today, that I've said in the past? What do you think we're going? Do you think we have a chance? Do you think our military will actually honor their oath and support the Constitution? Do you think Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is just going to say it's time to put an end to wokeism, or is he, or are we going to actually have our people at the top who are paid by us actually do their job? Vince.
Well, let me answer that in several different ways. One of the things that you mentioned was COVID-19. From day one, probably around January of last year, 2020, I have had an immutable position on COVID-19, that it's deadly, it's dangerous, it spreads, it kills people, it's costly, and it was man-made. And it was either man-made by the Chi-Coms, or man-made by the United States, or man-made by both. And that's what I said. And what you have said over many broadcasts is it was made by the Chi-Coms in a lab with assistance from the United States, meaning GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and other individual investors who have poured money into the development of biological weapons that are against the Geneva Convention. So that being said, those individuals, the entire board of directors, and the top management of everyone involved in this global Kevorkian suicide should be drawn and quartered. Well, let's make it a little more pleasant, a little less messy. We'll just have public gallows and hang them all. Those are my thoughts on COVID-19. And why do I say that? Because the Finelli family has not gotten it. However, our neighbors have. Husband and wives have gotten it. Farm right next to us. Both husband and wife. Down for a month. Now, some people say, oh, it's no big deal. And by the way, these people are older. Some people might say, well, who needs them anyway? Well, I'm saying, really? Just bring about their demise faster? Across the road, husband and wife, older farmers. They both got it. Down for a month. So, do I still think it's real? Absolutely. Have I changed my opinion? Absolutely not. Let's move to free speech. Cumulus. Cumulus with the Joseph Goebbels MO. Letting their broadcasters know that their employment is contingent upon them towing the line and not saying certain things. So free speech has been stifled, stomped on, limited, curtailed, and censored at Cumulus Media and all of their outlets. Have I been censored? Absolutely. There's a guy who used to be a friend of mine. No longer. No longer would I call this individual a friend. He's been to our house. We've invited him for Christmas and other holidays. Never again. Never again. So this guy threw USA Prepares off the air without warning, just threw us off the air and went on the air, and he and his cohort decided that they would explain why. And several reasons. One, they could sell programming. And by throwing USA Prepares off the air, they could free up a time slot, move another guy into our position who wanted our time, another former friend who's been to the house, no longer a friend. So he wanted the time slot. There was money available by someone who wanted to pay for programming. So if you think that alternative media does not sell airtime, you're mistaken. So these guys, and I'm not talking about Genesis Communications Network. I'm not talking about us here at GCN. I'm talking about another network. These guys beg for money. I used to be on the network, and the boss would call me and say, hey, Vinny, I needed to beg for money. He didn't use those words. But, you know, we need donations. What do they need donations for? You might want to ask that. You might want to ask the question, why do these broadcasters beg for money? And what do they do with the money? Does it go into the network, meaning broadcasting? Does it go into the gas tank? Does it go onto the table? Does it go into restaurants? Does it go into travel? What does it go for? I don't donate to anything. However, I do help people directly. I do not put money into a black hole where I don't know where every cent is going. I'll never do that again. Never. Why was USA Prepares removed from that radio network? Because Vincent Finelli absolutely, positively refused to say that COVID-19 was fraud, fake, a hoax, and BS. Because I still don't believe it is. I believe it's real. I believe people are dying. I've talked to medical doctors. I've talked to nurses. I've talked to practitioners. I was involved at the highest level of a hospital meeting. They didn't know I was there. I was there. I was doing investigative reporting. When Vincent Finelli says to you, I know, it's not I think like other broadcasters. When I say I know, I know. I was there. I heard the highest level. The highest level of the hospital. I'm talking about the big guns. I am talking about the chairman and women of departments. I heard them speak and say it's real, and it's terrifying. I've talked to the doctors who are in the COVID ward. They're terrified to be there. It's real. So I was thrown off the air because I refused to capitulate. I refused to say, well, maybe it's fake. It's not a fake, Robert, in Kansas. It's real. So I was thrown off along with the rest of USA Prepares from that network. And we'll never go back. Those guys have fired me 4 times. I'm a slow learner. But I got it now. I will never help them. They are never going to set foot on our property. Never. We come back. I have a couple other pieces. And we were talking about, I never said I liked homos. I don't like homos. They're perverted. When we come back, I'll tell you.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to continue, class, I have never said that USA Prepares is a free speech forum. We are not. I've never said that we are a free speech forum. If we were a free speech forum, I would allow profanity. If we were a free speech forum, I would allow pro-homosexuality discussions. You know, the joys of being a homo. I won't allow it. So I've never said that we are free speech. In fact, I'm saying that we are not free speech. We are a broadcast classroom whose mission is to teach people actionable things. And we're not going to teach people about how to be a homo because it's perverted. We will teach people how they can save money, how they can do things better, how they can live a better life, how they can be good stewards of the planet. Be glad to do that, and we do. And what we talk about must be true. We must broadcast with honesty and integrity. Now, another network, the one that fired me and the rest of USA Prepares, feels that they are of free speech, but they're not. Because they got rid of USA Prepares because of me. Because of my stance on COVID-19 being a pandemic. It's taken the world down. There's no question about it. Is it being used? Yes. Is it being manipulated? Yes. Is it a reason for lockdowns and the destruction of economies? Absolutely. And I said that on day one. That I believe any and all of these conspiracy theories about COVID-19. I believe them. But at the same time, I believe you can die from it. And would I get in a car with someone who I didn't know? Absolutely not. Would I ride share? No, I wouldn't. Do I think that promoting ride sharing, going to Washington, D.C. is reckless? Absolutely, it's reckless. Think about that. All of these get-togethers where people have been jammed together voluntarily because they want to protest and party and so forth, they have all been tied to super spreading events. Now, do you think that the protest in Washington was a super spreader event? I do. We'll probably find out about that, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Next thing, inflation. So your government has given out money through inflation. If you go to eBay and you type in vintage battery charger, and you look at the prices of a used battery charger, for example, this would be a quality American-made product, vintage. We made them during that period. I'm talking about 60s, 70s, 80s. We made those products. So what you're looking at would be an American-made battery charger. How much do they cost? Well, I remember buying one at Sears, a 10-amp battery charger marked Sears. Not Craftsman, just Sears. It was $19.99. How much is it now on eBay? $100. $100. If you look at battery chargers, I used to be able to buy them for $20 and $30 on eBay. Now they're averaging, with shipping, about $100 used, rusted, banged up. 40 years old. 50 years old. Good quality American products. If you look at tools with names like SK Wayne or SK or Craftsman or Snap-on or Blackhawk, Proto, real good quality American tools, you will find the prices are extraordinary. Did you ever think you'd spend close to $100 for a 3/8 inch drive ratchet? Used? With shipping? Really? They were $10 when they were new. Right now, plumbing, heating, electrical, wood products are sky high. A few years ago, you could buy a 2x4 for $2. A few years before that, less than a dollar. Now $6. PVC, polyvinyl chloride, plumbing, dramatic jumps in price. CPVC, dramatic price increases. All kinds of wood products. I would not be able to build this house for less than 3 or 4X what it was 15 years ago. This is all brought to you by corruption, by the international synagogue of greed. I'm not kidding. We're being controlled, manipulated, monitored, surveilled, spied on, and every person in government is responsible for this. There is a homework assignment I have for you. And Rich, this is your fault. I was going to be quiet today, but you hit my button. Here's a homework assignment. It's a video, Judgment at Nuremberg. Spencer Tracy, Burt Lancaster, Richard Widmark, Marlene Dietrich, Judy Garland, 1961. If you watch this, you will see what I have been referring to as situational morality. Well, everybody was doing it, you know, they were doing it, so the whole country was doing it, so it's okay for judges to sentence people to death for crimes they didn't commit because all the other judges were doing it. It's not okay. Right is still right, wrong is still wrong. Situational morality is unacceptable. It's wrong. Ms. Sheevan, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.